Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I am joined once again by my good friend here, Mr. Jamie McQuarrie, my new friend. Our second time, I believe, here doing a podcast together, Jamie, but you did hop on with the Lineup Lock show with me a couple days ago, so that was really fun. I had a good time with you there and on the pod a couple weeks ago also, but a couple games here, just two games. I'm actually feeling like overly confident. It's kind of scary. Sometimes when that happens, like, it's just like, I'm actually going heavy on this slate though. It's a two gamer. I don't typically do that, but let me ask, how are you feeling about it, man?
Well, I appreciate the introduction. I'm really happy to be back here. You know, in contrast to the monster slate we had on Friday night, where you could get some of the value plays right, and then the bigger stars were like Trey, you know, killing people. I'm excited about this slate. I feel like it's more manageable, and like you said, that can be a little dangerous, but I've had a lot of time to dissect it, so I'm looking forward to sharing that information.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing your insights too, see if I'm crazy about what I'm seeing here. But a couple games here, and just trying to pull this up again because I closed it, of course. It logged me out. Way to go, DraftKings. But we got Dallas and Miami, and we've got Los Angeles Clippers and New Orleans Pelicans. Looks like a 6:30 central start time for that Dallas-Miami, which is the first game. In that game, we do have a favorite here. We have the Heat favored by 1 point, it looks like, on DraftKings. So no game total yet, but a spread is 1 point in favor of the Heat. I have to feel like these are probably going to be pretty close in terms of game totals, these two games. They're not. Neither of them are going to be particularly fast-paced. They're probably going to be pretty grinded-out type games. So I don't really think you need to worry about targeting one over the other. But let's get into it, man. With the Heat Mavs, we do have Adebayo questionable with a hip injury, so that's a big one to keep on track of, obviously. And then we have Kyle Lowry questionable with that knee rest injury on the Heat. And then for the Mavericks, really nothing at all. Just Frank Ntilikina questionable with a knee injury, but he barely plays if he plays at all. So not a big deal there. So let me just shoot it to you, Jamie, because I didn't really – you know, honestly, I've got some guys here I'm looking at that are, like – cheaper, but I didn't really think about the Bam Adebayo injury. So let's say he does sit. Who are we targeting in that scenario?
Yeah, well, I was able to kind of examine it a bit with assuming Bam is out lens. You know, it starts at Jimmy Butler with 8,500. I feel like on this slate, it's going to be choosing between him and just a red-hot Brandon Ingram. You can try to get them both in, but it's a little tough. So with no Bam, I kind of lean Jimmy there. I mean, he should be super motivated. They're trying to crawl out of that play-in spot and catch Brooklyn. And we know a ceiling Jimmy Butler game is a beautiful thing in DFS. Little personal caveat, I feel like I always seem to plug him into my lineups on the wrong day, which isn't really like logic or process-based, but like it can seep into the thinking. So I like him at 85.
I like him in general, man. 8,500, yeah. I mean, even if Bam does play, I still think it's a decent game. I actually managed to fit in both Bam Adebayo and Luka Doncic in my lineup, so maybe that's why I'm excited about this one. Luka is 11.7 on the slate, and that's the most expensive. But going back to if Bam is out, you know, there's a couple other guys I would be looking at here. Obviously, you know, Kevin Love, 4,200. He might get a few extra minutes. Right. Not the most exciting player in the world. But he would get a few extra minutes at 4,200. He is somebody you'd have to look at. I'm assuming Bam's going to play in this one. So I'm just going to go ahead and operate in that way because I feel like this is a big game. Heat are still clawing, you know, to try to get out of the play-in. They are now, I believe, two games. They're two games behind the Brooklyn Nets. But effectively, they're three games, Jamie, because they don't have a tiebreaker. The Nets have a tiebreaker. So.
Good call.
So, yeah, this is, I believe, a pretty important game for them. I believe they want to win this. I think Bam's going to do everything he can to play this one. So, but there are still guys I'm looking at, though, even if Bam does play. Obviously, like I said, I'm still interested in Jimmy, but on the Heat, I do like Caleb Martin at 3,900. Whether or not Bam plays, I think he still, you know, gets 25 to 30, probably closer to 30 minutes. At 3,900, that's pretty good on this site. Gabe Vincent, 3,900 as well. No Kyle Lowry, most likely. I feel like Kyle Lowry is more – well, he's truly questionable. We'll have to see if he plays or doesn't. If he does play, I probably won't go near Gabe Vincent. But if he doesn't play, Gabe Vincent's probably a decent spot there. And then probably my favorite play under 4,000 on the entire slate is on the Heat. And that's Victor Oladipo.
I'm going back to that.
Burned me last time. Just absolutely didn't do anything at all. That was brutal to watch because I was watching the game, just kind of getting cardio out there. But you know what? He's a solid guy to get 19, 20, 21 minutes in the game. And at 3,500, there's really nobody else in that price there's range on this slate. Yeah, that's getting that kind of playing time. So that's why I'm looking his way, Jamie. So what do you feel about those guys? Any other guys you're looking at on the Heat?
Well, to your point, I feel like the under 4K players are slim pickings on this slate. So yeah. Be able to get somebody at that price. Same thing with Caleb Barton. As you know, he's going to give you a decent floor. I wanted to point this out. So you have Luka at 11,700. You have Kyrie at 9,200. Obviously, in cash, I feel like Luka's a lock. But if you go to Kyrie and you save that 2,500, you got to look at it like this on a two-game slate. That's the difference between getting CJ or Terrence Mann in your lineup. And that's a big swing there. Mm-hmm. So as I was going through builds, I'm leaning more in GPP to try to get Kyrie and then build that value in other places. And just fade Luka. I think he had a pretty modest game the other night. Got up to like 44 DK points. But I feel like on a small slate, that's a good way to separate.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I'm probably going with more of a cash build because I just feel like these are really – I'm pretty confident in these guys getting minutes, you know, not necessarily in ceiling-type plays, more so floor-type plays. But yeah, speaking of the Dallas Mavericks and Luka, I do like Luka here. I think it's a tough matchup for anybody against the Miami Heat. Let's be honest about that. But, you know, the Mavericks – they are also hungry for wins because they are, yep. I think they're actually out of the plane at this point.
If I'm not they're sure. Starving for wins. The Heat are hungry. Mavericks are starving.
Yeah. So this is going to be at least a very competitive game. And in that kind of game, man, I gotta roll with my guy, Luka. I got to say, you know what? He's going to show up. He's going to give his team everything. You know, is it going to be enough to win? I don't know. I tend to lean Heat in this matchup, honestly. I'm leaning with the books here. But the Mavericks are they're actually a half game out of the plane right now. The Thunder just, I believe, lost on it, actually. So they might have a chance to climb back in if they win this one or at least tie it up here. So I think it's an important one. I think Luke is going to maybe – I mean, anytime he steps on the floor, he has the ability to go off. Let me just put it that way.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah. So, you know, triple-double, always in play. You know, he could score upwards of 70 to 80 DK points, and it wouldn't, like, no one would bat an eye. I couldn't say that, I don't think about – I mean, Brandon Ingram's been insane, but he's not putting up 80 DK points. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, the only potential there is in Luka, so that's why I want to go with him there. The other guy I'm looking at on the Mavericks, and this isn't really out of left field. It's a guy I always seem to mention, but Maxi Kleba at 1,000. I feel like, you know, when it comes to the Mavericks versus Heat, one of the things that the Mavericks have going for them is that they have the ability to shoot the three ball at a pretty high clip here. And that's going to give the Heat some problems, I think. And I think Maxi Kleba is a good example of that. You know, he's going to force either Bam Adebayo if he's playing or Kevin Love, whoever, to come out of the paint and, you know, guard those three-pointers. And hopefully he hits a few three-pointers for me. I'm not looking for a lot. I'm looking for maybe 20 DK points, and that's fine. I'll take it. He has a, you know, ceiling of about 25 or so. So he's not, you know, insanely ceiling guy. But like I said, I'm looking more of like a floor guy. His minutes are solid. They need him on defense, so that's why I like him here. But any thoughts on the Mavericks there, Jamie?
What's funny is I think Dwight Powell has become the biggest phantom starter in the league because they roll him out there for a few minutes, and then, yeah, Maxi's able to spread the floor for them, and I like what he can bring you at that value. So that's a good call there. As far as the Mavs, I'm not really looking anyone else's way. I could see getting tempted by Jalen Hardy at 4,800, but with the high usage guys back in the lineup, I like other plays better in the other game in that range. So honestly, no. I like your call on Maxi, though.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on, though, to the Clippers and the Pelicans. The Pelicans are currently favored by 3 points. And by the way, guys, I hope you have been enjoying these live lock, lineup lock shows. If you haven't been enjoying them, go to them. It's our YouTube page, the Sports Heat YouTube page. Watch them. We aren't going to be doing one tomorrow, but if you have the DFS pass, we will be in the Discord to answer any questions you guys might have. So get that DFS pass, sportsethos.com, super cheap, and we will hook you guys up with our thoughts as to who's going to sit and who's going to start and all that good stuff. So, all right, Pelicans favored by 3 points in this one, Jamie. We do have Kawhi. He's going to play in this one. Supposedly he sat out the second half of the game tonight where they were just getting blown out so that he'd play in this game.
Right. Okay.
So interesting. Yeah. Interesting enough. I don't know. But yeah. So he should be in this one. Paul George, obviously out with that knee injury. Eric Gordon is truly questionable here with a hip injury. He had to leave the game tonight. Not sure if that had to do with the score or an injury, so we'll have to keep our eyes on that one. Marcus Morris Sr. is out with a COVID illness. I don't think he'll be playing. And the Pelicans, they're pretty much who they've been for a long time. Zion Williamson out with a hamstring injury, and Jose Alvarado out with a tibia injury that's keeping him out through the rest of the season, most likely. So that's basically it. Relatively healthy. I mean, this is what we expect, basically. I think the biggest thing is Eric Gordon. We're kind of keeping our eye on here. But talk to me about this game, man. Let me just open-end it. Who do you like here?
You know, my favorite play of this game as far as value, and if you look at the position, is the Vaca Zubats at 5,100. He is 2,500 cheaper than JV. You know, JV is getting big minutes, which means Zubats is going to be able to be out there, and we know that Valanciunas is exploitable on the other end. So, Zubats just had 40 DK points against the Grizz tonight, so I love getting me some Zoo and just kind of building around him. Then I got to throw love at Brandon Ingram. He's finally north of 9K now. He's 9,500 tomorrow. And had the mysterious toe injury, drug on for forever throughout the season. But I feel like he's been perhaps like the most consistent player for a few weeks now. So I think it's kind of a fool's errand to leave him out of a two-game slate completely. So I will definitely want to have him in some builds. And then this is the game that has some of the mid-tier guys. I look at this kind of triad of players priced in between 47 to 4,100. You got Rocco at 4,100. You got Powell, Norman Powell at 46. You got Batum at 47. Mm-hmm. So I think making the right call here is going to be a pretty big key to the slate. I had, especially if Kawhi misses. I guess he won't, but you never know. And I did like Rocco as a moonshot value, especially in GPP. You're going to get hurt or you're going to get a big boom. That's kind of how he is in this rotation. So for the Clippers, I like those guys in that range. If Kawhi's in, I don't think I'm going to get to any Westbrook at 8,700. That's just a little too high. It's too many other guys. And then Bones Highland, 5,300. It's tempting. It's nice upside on such a small slate. Then the only other guy I'm interested in is the power forward spot's pretty tough tomorrow, on tomorrow's slate. So I do like Herb Jones at 4,900. I like what he can bring just kind of across the board, trickle of stats. You are able to save 500 by dropping from Herb, getting down to Kevin Love, so that can be helpful too. So I'll be wrestling with that a little bit as I finish up my lineups.
I like it. I mentioned this is interesting because we're going kind of opposite ways here. I understand that. I think part of the reason that I'm fading BI is because he's going to be so highly owned. He is so consistent recently. You know, he's been putting up like 40, 45, 50 DK points on the regular, like just like clockwork. And I don't see that stopping, but I think I'm going, with the Luka and Jimmy Butler build together, I think I'm going against the grain there a little bit. So maybe that's my little pivot there because I don't think that's going to be a combo a lot of people have. So how do I reach that, right? I have to have some guys. And I mentioned that under 4,000 is pretty sparse here. There's a guy I got my eye on, though, that's probably even better than Maxi Kleba. I gave Maxi his flowers and some Oladipo his flowers as well. But Larry Nance Jr. at 3,700, I do like him here a bit. I think, you know, especially if you're fading Jonas, I think you do have to consider him because who else are you going to play at center, right? Because it'll be either Valanciunas or it'll be Larry Nance Jr. getting those minutes most likely. I do like Larry Nance Jr. at 3,700. You know, he's been getting minutes in the low 20s. If he gets up to maybe the mid 20s, that's a pretty good value play there at 3,700 for sure. And I'm actually doubling up though. I think I'm going to be unique in this way also. I'm going Jonas Valanciunas and Larry Nance Jr. in the same lineup. I think they can coexist. They've been doing it for multiple games now where, you know, Larry Nance will get 22 minutes or so and Jonas will get somewhere between 25 and 32 minutes. So we'll see how that goes. But I do think a lot of people are going to fade Jonas here because of that price tag. I think you're absolutely right. I think I won't call it a risky play, but I think it is a against the grain type play. It's a contrarian type play. But I do feel like if they're going to, you know, this is a game where the centers are really weak. On the Clippers, especially. Zubac and Mason Plumlee. Like, you know, nothing wrong with those guys. They're both good, decent backups, but neither of them really stacks up to a starting center. So I think that, you know, the Pelicans need to lean into that, in my opinion, if they want to win this game handily. I do think Brandon Ingram, obviously, is going to go off, but I think Jonas can also go off as well alongside him. So I'm actually going with him there. So Am I right or wrong? I mean, who knows? I don't have a crystal ball, but that's just the way I'm leaning. But yeah, rounding out my list here is Norm Powell and Robert Covington. So you already mentioned those guys. I think especially if Eric Gordon's out, you have to give Norm Powell a look there for sure. You know, even if Kawhi's in, they're still going to need some scoring off the bench. So I think Norm Powell's a really decent guy there. So kind of interesting that we're going different ways there. It'll be curious to see which one works. I mean, like I said, I've got no crystal ball, neither do you. So we'll see how it works for both of us there. All right, Jamie. So let's look at Thrive Fantasy, thrivefantasy.com. If you guys aren't signed up, go to thrivefantasy.com. So use promo code ETHOS to get your first deposit match up to $250. I got a couple of plays here, Jamie. I'm just curious to hear what your thoughts are on them here. And actually, I probably already know, but I've got the first one I've got is Jonas Valanciunas over 16.5 points. That's 120 points against the Los Angeles Clippers, obviously. Again, man, I just think he's going to be able to take advantage of Zubac in the post. I think that's something that the Pelicans could identify as a plus they have, obviously, one over on the Pelican early on the Clippers. They have an advantage there. So I think it's something they can do. So how do you feel about that one, man? You feel like I know you feel like, you know, it's probably won't play a lot of minutes. So you think that's kind of crazy?
No, I definitely think that if you take the amount of points you can get in the Thrive format and the chances he's going to go over 16.5, I like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really big plus odds play. So I think, you know, it's a bit of a roll of the dice, but I think it's worth it for sure. And the other one I've got here is Ivica Zubac, actually. So I've got a little thoughts on the centers here. Over 7.5 rebounds, and that's 90 points. And that's against the Pelicans. But yeah, I think that's easy. I think, as you mentioned, you know, they're going to need somebody out there to stop Jonas Valanciunas. We all saw what Mason Plumlee did as a starting center on the Hornets. They were one of the worst teams at guarding the center position. So I really don't think he's got good, solid defense there. So, yeah, I do like Zubac there over 7.5 rebounds. I think you're in agreement there, Jamie. So that's it. That's going to do it for us, guys. That's our two-game slate here, a little primer for you. Hopefully we get some more news on these Clippers guys here before lock. But if you have DFS Pass, hit that Discord. We'll go ahead and walk you through it. I am Keith Cork. You can find me on Twitter at BSBPKeith. And, Jamie, where can people find you and your work, man?
You can find me on Twitter. The name is Flying J, and Quantum Physics is the handle. And then you can find the Projecting the Jump podcast on Twitter as well. That is my home podcast, so go check that out when you get a chance. Good stuff on that. And just really good stuff from you today, Keith. Two games late, give us a chance to kind of hear some of your philosophy around these sort of builds. So I'd recommend anybody go back and think of that more, kind of just like a lesson in how to build these sort of lineups. Keith was spitting knowledge out there today.
you got to dig into what you can get in there. But Jamie had some good insights as well. But yeah, if you guys do like the show, go ahead and leave us a like, give us a review. Please, a 5-star review. Even if you hated us and thought we sounded stupid, give us 5 stars and tell us why we sound stupid. We'll do better, I promise. I promise. But it'll help us reach more ears. So until next time, guys, go get that money.
Go crush that two-gamer, y'all.